Hello, this is Ken, and welcome to this week's group session for the 30th of April, 2013. I am so excited to be with you and really, really excited to share time focused on the importance of being in your body, in particular, the importance of bringing your soul back into your body. So let's get into a comfortable position, and as always, make sure that you are setting aside this time to focus on our time together exclusively. Please don't try to multitask at all. It's important to set aside anything on the computer or anything else you're doing, and in particular, please do not try to operate any heavy equipment or motor vehicle of any sort during this or any session that we spend together. It's just important to give yourself a break so that your mind, your body, your soul, and the field around you can be doing the work that needs to happen in the best way possible. And if that means you tune out and kind of move into that deeper space, you can do so safely. As we've explored many times before, please make sure to put your body into a comfortable position. The divine is always with us no matter how our bodies are. So just be in a comfortable position, sitting or lying down. And just close your eyes, and if it's comfortable, breathe in and out through your nostrils with your palms facing towards the sky, if comfortable. And let's take a deep breath in and hold it to the count of four. And as you let that breath go, letting go of everything that has come before in this day, and another deep breath in, and hold that breath, count of four, and as you let go, letting go of everything that has come before over the past week, out to the count of eight, please. Beautiful. And another deep breath in and hold to the count of four. And as you release, letting go of everything that has come before in this year. Out to the count of eight, please. And another deep breath in, and hold that breath to the count of four. And as you let go, letting go of everything that has come before in this lifetime. Beautiful. Another deep breath in, and hold that breath to the count of four. And as you exhale to the count of eight, letting go of everything that has come before since the inception of your soul. Just notice any sensations or feelings that are coming up for you physically, emotionally, or in any other way. I just want to invite you to reflect for a few moments with me. And so just keep your eyes closed and be aware of your own body, your own intuitive guidance system, your own intuitive feedback system, and see how the following reflections resonate for you. Notice no matter where you are on the spiritual journey, whether you are just waking up or whether you are in an advanced state of consciousness, enjoying union with the divine, bringing your soul back into your body and staying there, sustaining an embodied soul, is the most important practice you can focus your attention on at the beginning of the day and any time you encounter any challenges whatsoever. And the reason is this: your embodied soul contains within it a transmuting power that is unavailable to you in any other form. And let me explain to you what I mean by that. When you face a challenge and you are triggered and your soul begins to disembody, if you can embody your soul in that moment and sustain as you face whatever challenges are coming in, words, situations, emotional challenges, physical, energetic, whatever they are, your embodied soul contains within it that transmuting power. That is, the trigger, whatever that element is that is creating that trauma or stress, is transmuted in that exact moment. It is transformed. The discomfort or pain that it causes, as well as the fact of the trigger, that is, the fact that this particular thing is triggering you, both are transformed. And in particular, when you are able to express or feel fully however it is that you feel. This is one of the reasons why in private session, anytime someone is facing a challenge in their life, I encourage them to give full voice to it when they are in the embodied state, to fully encounter that experience. This is true no matter what the challenge is. The challenge could come from some sort of therapeutic approach to a physical condition or an interaction with a partner or some sort of stimulus as a result of driving, if you've been in an accident in the past, or whatever it is. Literally anything, a physical pain, an emotional challenge, anything that comes up can be transmuted by the power of your embodied soul. I want to give you an example. It's sort of a funny example, but I spent this past weekend at a Hay House conference called Writing from Your Soul, and it was with Reed Tracy, the CEO of Hay House, and Wayne Dyer. And Wayne was talking about how his lower back was in a lot of pain. Interestingly enough, my body lit up. I got lots of buzzing happening when he was talking about that. So, of course, I went up and handed him my business card with my personal cell phone and said, "Give me a call. I'd love to gift you a session. I think I can help you." Now, I have no idea what's going on with Wayne's lower back from a physiological standpoint. And I don't know any of the particular details of what's happening in his back from an energetic standpoint. I did not tune in. He didn't give me permission. I haven't heard from him yet. Were he to contact me, I would tell him that he is stuck in a trauma cycle. Apparently, this lower back pain has been going on for a couple of years. I don't know what the source of that trauma cycle is, but the answer to it, I mean, I may understand that intuitively or understand that if I were to talk with him, but the reason for it or the cause of that is almost irrelevant. The answer to transmute that back pain or to move past the back pain is to bring his soul fully into his body. Now, you might ask me, Ken, why do you think his soul is not fully in his body? Well, at another point during the weekend, he said, I don't think I'm quoting him verbatim, but in essence, he said, if you're looking for a deeper spiritual experience, you just need to leave your body. You can meditate to do that. Of course, nothing could be further from the truth. When we're looking to have a fully integrated experience, that is, an experience of higher consciousness, or another way of saying that is a deeper spiritual experience, the only way that we can have a sustaining, truly deeper spiritual experience, a more integrated experience, is to fully embody. And now, as I'm saying this, I'm not even plugged in yet energetically, and I can feel the resonance from what I'm saying, not just in my own body in terms of confirmation of what I'm saying, but also in the collective of our group all around the world. And that is a group of people that includes anyone and everyone who will ever listen to this recording. Which I feel everyone now in real time and that feedback. So I encourage you to just pay attention and notice in what ways do you have that confirmation? Is it at the crown of your head? Is it in your forehead? Do you feel it in your chest, in your face, your arms, your abdomen, etc., through your body? Or are you feeling nothing? It's okay. Whatever your experience is that you're having, it's perfect. So what is the trauma cycle? And why do we get caught in these trauma cycles? And by the way, all of us encounter this. This is part of being a human being. Literally every person on the planet is going through this. Whatever stuff is coming up for attention right now, we're experiencing or encountering that as a function of the trauma cycle. When things are better, when we're not triggered, our soul says, oh, it's safe to come home. It starts to come down into the body. Then it reaches a point where it triggers or runs into the residue of the trauma or the stress. And it re-enlivens it. What happens? The soul disembodies as a response to that. And what do we experience? Our human being experience might be anger or frustration or physical pain. And so what happens? We disembody as a result of that, which has its own series of, I guess we could call them, quote-unquote, side effects. Anxiety, general anxiety, specific anxiety, stress, depression, anger, all of these things come into the vacuum that is created as the soul begins to disembody. And so there are many, many different perspectives that explain this from a psychological standpoint, from a mental power standpoint, from a law of attraction standpoint, so on and so forth. And certainly every perspective deserves its due. What the work that I'm doing with you and the thing that I'm encouraging you to do is tap into the deepest level of what is real and transmute like this. The snap of your fingers, you can transmute and transform whatever is coming up in your life, just as I can in my life. So when I get triggered, when things are happening in my life that are creating stress for me, what do? Oh, yeah. It's time for me to come back into my body. And I know that if I'm able to come back into my body in that moment and stay embodied, whatever the trigger is that's coming in, that I can begin to transmute that. And the more I'm able to stay embodied, the more powerful that transmutation, the more complete it is. This could be easily one of the most challenging things that we face at the beginning or in this part, this phase of the spiritual journey. And the rest of the steps in terms of addressing barriers of spiritual mastery and practicing spiritual mastery are rendered moot by the disembodied soul. So it's impossible for us to move on and practice other things like our wholeness through the beneath the sand practice, or get involved in surrender practice, or even call our power home or pierce separation, any of those things. Those are all the depth of the experience that's available to us through those is completely and 100% predicated on the embodied soul. And herein lies another interesting fact. When we're feeling triggered, when we're not feeling well physically or emotionally, perhaps we're in pain or we're angry or depressed or these types of things, it can be very challenging for us to bring our own soul back into our body. But being witnessed is such a powerful process. And so for some people, being witnessed happens in the context of a private session. But you can be witnessed at any time simply by listening to the practice of coming back into your body as one of the elements in the Foundations of Spiritual Mastery course that's available to you, or through the Into the Body Divine Connecting Breath practice. There are many, many different practices that are available to you through the sanctuary that comes at the end of or as part of the Foundations of Spiritual Mastery. It's really, really important to return to those basic elements. Really important. We could say that to open your inner healing power is to have an embodied soul, to practice bringing your soul back in, and then sustain the practice of being fully embodied. That alone opens up the deep visceral experience of who you really are. No matter what is going on. If you're having financial challenges, bring your soul back into your body, tap into your power. If you're having challenges in relationship, if you're having physical challenges, emotional challenges, anything that is coming up can be addressed with this. It is, this practice is that powerful, and you are that powerful. And the depth of your power is available when you plug into your body, when your soul comes back in fully. You see, and there, again, there's that wave of confirmation flowing through energetically and physically. Just notice it. If you have an awareness of it. You know, there are a couple of specific examples that just keep popping up in my mind. And so I just want to mention these so that you begin to understand the true breadth and range of what it means for this. And really, I mean to offer you an incredibly powerful resource here with not just my words, but with the experience that we'll have in a few moments together. I have people who work with me in private sessions, some of whom work with me on an ad hoc kind of on-call basis. The first thing that I do with a client who I'm working with, who's feeling a little off kilter, and it doesn't matter if they're the most famous spiritual messenger on the planet, or somebody who's just stepping into their gift, somebody who's just waking up, somebody who's going through a profound physical challenge or an emotional challenge in their life, it's exactly the same thing. And that is to make sure, and if not, bring the soul fully into the body. Now, there's a paradox that's presented as we look at this, right? And Wayne talked about this. He didn't talk about the paradox, but he talked about this image of the soul wanting to expand. And I think we all have the sense that the soul is this tremendous, it's this endless, it's this infinity. And how can this possibly be contained in the body? And this is where the paradox of how we perceive things comes home to be addressed through an experience rather than through rationalizing or understanding something rationally. And I think I guess I will address this with a few words, and then we'll have an experience of this here in a moment. quite literally, your physical body contains within it the entire universe. So there is nothing that can expand beyond what could be contained within your body. The infinity of all that is contained. I guess we could put quotes around the word contained, but it all exists within you. So it's not like we're creating a restricted boundary or something like that. What we're doing is we're matching the engine with the vehicle, the engine of the energy or the bridge to the divine that exists through the instrument of your soul or your spirit, the individuated self, coming fully into the physical body, into the host. And it's the melding of those two that creates a transformation. And truly, the transformation of spiritual mastery or enlightenment or full integration, each of these word sets are exactly the same. Spiritual mastery is enlightenment, is full integration. Each of these refers to three becoming one. The mind, the body, and the soul becoming one, which happens within the body. It is only available to the incarnated spirit, the incarnated energy, that is, energies that are currently in the body. Enlightenment is not available to the unincarnated energy because there's no paradox to resolve. Duality and non-duality do not exist in an unincarnated state. There is no duality, only non-duality. It's through the paradox of duality or separation that we come to the three becoming one, that we have enlightenment, that we experience spiritual mastery, that we become fully integrated, or more accurately, that we have experiences of what we all are already. That is, you are fully integrated right now. You are fully integrated within your body right now. Okay, with eyes closed, continuing on, breathing in and out through the nostrils, let's now anchor all of this with an experience of coming into the body and integrating in the body. Just begin to be aware of that cue of breath that extends out from your face, one unit followed by another, and so on and so forth. As you breathe in, that breath flows into the body. It's replaced in the queue with another breath to serve you fully. And notice as you breathe in, that the breath has no qualifications, no criteria before it passes through your nostrils and serves your body, serves your mind, and serves your soul as it enters in through the mirror of the body to serve all. The energy contained within the breath, serving eventually all aspects of you. Breathing in again and again, and just notice there is such an abundance. The energy of the breath goes on and on and on and on. We could say the breath that you breathe in has been breathed in not just by everyone on the planet today, but everyone who has ever existed has shared that breath with you. Powerful awareness. And notice in the queue a color beginning to infuse itself into the queue. Perhaps it's a dynamic, could be static, it may be a color you assign, or it may present itself to you. However it is, just go with it. And notice as it begins to infuse itself into the queue of breath, and then as you breathe it in, be with the breath from the perspective of the color. Notice the color is just there as an indicator, a marker, It has no adverse impact on any level of your being as the color flows in through the nostrils, up towards the crown, and then down into the lungs. And notice the movement between the breath entering the lungs and then the migration, the vector as it moves, that energy, that color, and paints the interior lining of the lungs and then moves through into the bloodstream. And as we move time forward, notice how eventually within 10 or 15 minutes as you step time forward very, very smoothly, that color, now the entirety of the blood supply within your body, now is tainted or tinted, well, I shouldn't say tainted, but tinted in that color. And then as we move time forward again, about 45 minutes to an hour, notice how each cell in the body is tinted with that same color. Indeed, we can say very simply, the breath is becoming you, and you are becoming the breath. Feel the confirmation, however it comes into you, as you breathe in and out and in and out. And allow your breath to begin moving down, not just into your chest, but into your abdominal cavity, down towards your navel. Just allow the breath to move and fall lower and lower and lower. The lower abdomen, and all the way down through the pelvic floor. Back to that cue. Notice that the cue of breath that serves you comes from what we could call the singular unit of breath that surrounds the planet. The singular unit of breath, it serves not only you, but your neighbor and your neighbor's neighbor and so on and so forth. And in this way, we could say that you are connected to every single person on your continent, in your hemisphere, and ultimately in the world. Indeed, as we noticed earlier, you are connected by your breath, not just to everyone on the planet, but everyone who has ever been on the planet, and who will ever be on the planet. And it's not just the people. The breath serves equally the people, the plants, the animals, the insects, the dirt, the rocks, and so on and so forth. Literally everything and everyone above, upon, and within the planet you are connected to with each breath that you take, breathing in and out. Notice that just as the breath of the planet serves everyone and everything, as you move to the edge of the atmosphere, that breath touches space and in turn every other part of space. And so we can say the breath of the planet becomes the breath of the universe. And with each breath, you are connected to everyone and everything in the universe, including that energy that underwrites all others, the divine. And notice as with each breath, that divine light draws closer and closer and closer to you, initially perhaps from a great distance, until eventually it's close enough that you're able to see within that light there are two essences, two frequencies. The first is the frequency of the divine itself. The second is the frequency of perfect health in every iteration, known and unknown. Indeed, each of the smallest parts of you, of your essence, are served by the light that describes that essential divine energy with these twin frequencies. And so as you breathe in and out, eventually that light reaches you, perhaps at your nostrils first, and then instantaneously through each of the smallest parts of your being, on every level, known and unknown. And there's invitation that is offered or extended to each of the smallest parts of you. And that invitation is to come return to your natural state of resonance and alignment. Come return to your natural state of grace with those two frequencies. And as we observe, notice that the intelligence that is contained within that light comes from the light. It doesn't require your direction or your focus, your intention. It simply is. And there you are, as the silent observer of a process that is ongoing. For just as the river is flowing, so too you are connected to everyone and everything in the universe, including that divine energy that underwrites all others. As you breathe in and out, that light draws closer, the twin frequencies eventually connecting into each of the smallest parts of you. The invitation is extended. Each of the smallest parts, the cell, the thought, return, come back into a state of resonance with the artifact and the artifacts of transformation falling away, departing out through that universal drain point. And I invite you now to remove that plug and set it aside so that all that residue can depart of its own accord. Breathing in and out, breathing down in, through, all the way down through the pelvic floor, all the way down, letting go, letting go, letting go. This natural process of drawing us closer and closer to who we really are, returning us. With your permission, I'd like to plug in now. You can grant that permission out loud or silently in your head. Yes, Ken, it's okay to connect in, and I will do so. Whether you're participating live or listening to the recording, granting permission is all that it takes. Thank you. What's amazing is wherever the source of that noise is, whether it's in your mind or your body or in the outward expression of your life, in a relationship with someone else, in your relationship with your career or your calling, your purpose, with money, whatever it is, it's simply reflecting the deeper essence of your experience of who you truly are. So if there's noise there, it arises from the illusion of separation. Becoming fully embodied begins to pierce the illusion of separation and bring you back to who you really are at your core. You may have a sense of that noise, offering that up, putting it out in front of you. With your awareness, you can call my hands to the dissonance if it's in your body, in your head, in your field. The key is, rather than turning your head away from whatever is triggering wherever the dissonance is, wherever the noise, wherever the discomfort. You know, here's the amazing thing. Initially, becoming embodied, fully embodied, can actually kick things up even worse. It creates more discomfort. And when you fully embody and sustain, you're bringing the full power, the full transmuting power of the divine within you. And so as you sustain that, you transmute that noise, that dissonance into resonance. Not with your intention, not with any effort on your part, merely by being fully embodied, or we could say by being fully present. A lot of stuff being released out of the upper back, interestingly enough. Whatever that noise is, just stay with it. Initially, the experience of coming back into the body can be exhausting. It can feel like gravity is being turned up, or like everything is really heavy, the body is heavy, or just really tiring. Stay with it. Your power comes from being fully embodied in part. If you find yourself twitching at all, legs twitching, it's perfectly natural and normal. If you don't have that experience, it's just fine. Whatever your experience is perfect. Simple awareness that comes from as you come fully into the body. The breath is becoming you and you are becoming the breath. The divine is becoming you and you are becoming the divine. As you open yourself up, you begin to receive and be aware of who you truly are. The more you let go of the context, your belief that you understand what's happening around you, the more you open up to receive and experience what is truly real that underlies all others. Just continue letting go. The more you let go of the idea that you need to manage the experience that your body is having of itself, of what it means to be sitting or lying down, what it means to be interacted with by another, the more you'll be able to open up and truly experience your essence. Letting go. Letting go. Notice whereas before you may have had an experience dominated by dissonance, now little elements of resonance coming into your experience. Be present to them. Be present to the dissonance. Just notice as your soul is moving down, 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 you begin to feel that calm, smooth, more connected feeling. And if any noise comes up or you don't feel yourself moving lower and in all the way, just take a deep breath and remember with each breath you are connected to everyone and everything in the universe, including the essence that underlies and underwrites all others, the divine itself. And as you see the divine, perhaps at a great distance initially, notice that light beaming out, coming closer and closer with each breath, till eventually you see those twin frequencies that together comprise that light, the divine itself, the essence of perfect health in every iteration, known and unknown. Letting that breath drop down from the chest, down through the sternum, down, all the way down through the pelvic floor. Notice as the body begins relaxing, that resonance reaching down to the depth of your being. Everything coming into alignment on every level, physically, energetically, emotionally, and otherwise. It may even feel like your body's being moved, almost like you're sitting on a swivel chair or something, and moved to the right or the left, or adjusted backwards or forwards. Settling in all the way, the transmuting power of your embodied soul. Smooth, polished, in alignment, resonant, fully in the body. Anytime noise comes up in the body or the mind, just remember with each breath that you take, you are connected to everyone and everything in the universe, including that energy that underwrites all others. Breathing down, 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 and all the way through the pelvic floor. As that divine light draws closer and closer with each breath, notice the twin frequencies connecting into each of the smallest parts of you on every level of your being. Notice the invitation, the power, the intelligence contained within that light. No need for you to direct. It knows what to do even better than you can imagine. So by just getting out of the way and witnessing, feel the transformation, the transmuting power of your embodied soul, connecting into each of the smallest parts of your being with that invitation to return to your natural state of resonance and grace. The artifacts flowing out through that universal drain, letting go, receiving, letting go and receiving again. Your fully embodied soul. Beautiful. Just notice how your awareness, which has been focused completely internally down all the way through the pelvic floor, witnessing that resonance, that alignment with the divine, with perfect health. Each cell, just begin to also include in your awareness the place where you are, the dwelling, the grass. And feel that resonance that you now experience deep within you, reflected as you expand and include your awareness to include the place where you are, that which you are sitting or lying upon, and so on. Notice as you expand your awareness, notice the resonance is everywhere that you look, that you feel, that you touch. Some may want to continue in this exploration and move to a solo meditation. We'll go through a little process of wrapping up our formal time together and you can continue on. Others may want to transition. Whatever you'd like to do is perfect. Know that the gift that you have given yourself by embodying more fully and resonating and witnessing, you have opened the door more completely, not only to your inner healing power, but you've opened not just the lines of communication, but the lines of experience, of deep visceral resonance of your divine nature. You've opened and enlivened that conduit more fully so that you not only experience divine resonance internally, but are able to express and share. And just by your presence, your witnessing presence, be that in the world as an example for yourself as you continue moving deeper and deeper into that experience with every breath, every day for the rest of your life. An experience of integration gives way to a deeper experience of integration, of resonance. An experience of embodiment gives way to a deeper experience of embodiment, and so on and so forth. It's a beautiful exploration that opens up in front of us in every aspect of our lives, both internal and external. As I begin stepping back, I just invite you to put the plug back in the universal drain. And as you do, just notice what changes, modifies. As I step back even further and disconnect, may this deep experience of resonance that you feel in your body and your field, may you continue to be the living embodiment of divine resonance on the planet, and may your experience of that resonance continue to unfold in extraordinary ways in every aspect of your life. I look forward to being back with you again next week for another group session here in the sanctuary. If you have any questions or reflections, please reach out. I always love hearing from you. Send an email. So grateful for this opportunity to share time, whether you continue on in meditative silence or step back into your life fully. So grateful for the opportunity to witness you for who you are, a whole and brilliant expression and extension of the divine. I look forward to being back with you again next week. Peace.